and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Why, looky, who's that shiny comedic toy over there?
That's good coffee.
I take it back, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Good morning, Carlos.
Good
Rocky.
Morning, Stephanie Miller. This might be decaf coffee with Carlos, but I'm coming round. Wearing my world's most interesting man look this morning. I don't always do talk radio.
Do you remember what producer Chris LaVoy, you were, of course, were the original voice guy for the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's right.
Jim was your fill-in. He was your buddy that you introduced us to.
That's right.
But when you, remember he used to, remember we used to pre-produce comedy bits back when we cared?
Yeah.
Back when we gave a flying about the show?
Yeah.
And he used to be asleep, remember, in the other production room?
Oh, I used to pass
out. And you would go
out.
Wake him up to go do comedy bits, and what would you say every day?
Wakey, wakey.
Hands off, Snakey.
Yeah.
Yep. Wakey, wakey, hands off,
that had to be so irritating to you after the, like, 542nd time.
It was actually comforting. When I didn't hear it anymore, I was like, oh, I missed the good old days.
We'll have to leave hands on, Snakey, I guess.
Hey, wakey, wakey.
Exactly.
Sleepy, sleepy,
hands. Your hands have been on it ever since.
Oh, yeah. Sleepy, sleepy, hands on pee-pee. If you're going for the rhyme. That's clever comedy right off the bat for me.
Clever comedy with Cubby with Carlos on
Currents.
All right, Jim, I think it bears repeating to the people of North Carolina. People, what did we say yesterday? For God's sakes, we had a professional voice guy and a bullhorn.
Hey. Whoops. Hello.
There you go.
Get it going. Mm-hmm. Squeeze.
Hey, crackers. What did I say about the middle one? Mm. Hey.
Okay.
Hello.
Never mind. It's too late.
Anybody home?
All right.
They're trying, in an ironic sort of bit of information, they're trying so hard to prevent gay marriage. They're acting like gay men. No! I say no! Stop it! We banned it! We're banning the ban!
Okay, to North Carolina's credit, it was mostly the people in the rural areas that put it over
rural?
The edge.
Really? Surprisingly.
The people in the cities where
you know,
we broadcast.
I was looking at polling yesterday, and obviously rural voters, but also suburban voters.
Yeah.
And they're saying this election, Carlos, can be so tight. And when you look at all the Gallup polls are neck and neck, that this is what, you know, when gay activists get upset at the president, you have to look at whether it's black voters or suburban voters. It's going to be so tight in some areas and some states like this that he can't afford to lose.
Gay voters must understand that the president is being expedient at this point in time. Basically, if he gets elected, we hope that he does, he's going to pull a Cheney. As Chris Matthews says,
Cheney,
he's
going
to go, I want the gays to get married. Ha, ha,
I think
ha.
I feel a wink. I feel a...
Yeah, a huge... The president is evolving.
I'm going to see him in person. There's a big gala here on June 6th, I think, with Pink. Yeah.
Speaking of evolution...
And I'm just going to try to, you know, with my general subtlety, I'll be like, Mr. President...
You got to make that sound effect.
Boink. Second term.
How do you feel about gay marriage, Mr. President? Gonna make that Flintstone sound effect.
The good news is it's made for a fabulous new TV show in North Carolina.
The Handy Bigots Show, starring Handy Bigots with Slackjaw Crackers. Also starring Virginia Fox. Brought to you by General Fools, makers of Lack of Reason brand.
Oh, Andy. Oh, I. So Mary Lou today, Andy. She was with another woman.
Yeah, she was.
I don't want to say anything. Hemp B has a girlfriend.
Oh, Hemp B, come on.
Hemp B, come on.
I made a pie!
I saw her at Home Depot, Andy. Phew, a shirt.
Aunt B was a spinster.
Sure. Yeah. She was a lonely old spinster like me.
Bink, bink, bink,
bink. Oh, Andy! Oh, dear.
Barney was well groomed.
Who's in my pie?
Who's in my pie, Andy?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Oh, dear. All right, well, but, you know, this is what I knew the headlines would be this morning. North Carolina votes to ban gay marriage, a warning for Obama and Democrats.
Warning!
Warning! Warning.
Oh, you might need to do the warning thing on that, because that's
warning.
Scary.
Warning, warning, Will Robinson, danger, danger.
That's actually Thanks, better Jim. Than the robot did it in the series. You could add a joke.
Oh, you bumbling booby.
Yeah, well, that's the part of the question, Carl. So we get complacent here in L.A., you know, in places where...
In cozy little L.A.
Yeah,
of course everyone agrees with us.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, heavens.
No, I've traveled, though.
I don't talk to anyone outside of Hollywood, really?
What?
So you have the good fortune of doing your sexy liberal tour to yes. audiences that are generally of the same accord.
Yeah, it's the preaching
to the
choir.
I, on the other hand, go to regular comedy yeah. clubs in rural parts of the country where not everybody is of the same accord. I see all kinds of folks.
Al's Rocky, that's a Muslim name,
that's
isn't
a Muslim
it?
Name, isn't
it's
it?
True. You know, the only heckle I get is, we love you, Mama!
Yeah, exactly. No.
Stop interrupting me with your...
I'll be in club.
Adoration.
How many people
I'm
voted
to do
for Obama?
Fart jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barn doors.
No, you know that in the rural population of this country that they're fed Fox News.
Yeah.
And, that's basically what they're drawing their information on. Generally, people in the cities tend to be more higher educated, well, and that's why they're going to cut funding to education.
For us, city slickers, that was the horrifying thing about that anti-gay preacher that we were playing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even just what he was saying. It was the audience going, amen!
Amen.
That's right!
Hallelujah!
Punch your kid in the face!
Just punch
yeah.
him right in the face. Punch the gay
yeah.
out of him.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, the National Journal story is the overwhelming North Carolina vote to define marriage as legal between only a man and a woman is an unequivocal reminder that gay marriage remains unappealing in many parts of the country, even as support grows overall nationally. That's a warning for President Obama, currently in a position somewhere between supporters of gay marriage and resistant voters who helped pass the gay marriage. North Carolina, important
but
state.
But it was already illegal.
I know.
That was,
I know.
It's,
but Congress,
no,
it
Virginia,
more
Virginia,
illegal now. But this is, think about it.
It's more or less legal, but this is what I remind people about when I travel to these parts of the country.
Which, by the way, it's a lot hotter when it's more illegal. So,
it's more,
you know,
I know exactly.
Boom, chicka, boom, North Carolina.
Wow.
Can't do it, not supposed to do
wow.
it. I just
Gotta
tell people,
it.
Look, I live in Los Angeles during the 4 months that gay marriage was legal. Mm-hmm. There was no rain of frogs. There was no
really?
Lava pouring down the streets.
Nope.
And I think I've said this before in the show. I have no problem with people getting married that are straight or gay because I don't think about my neighbors having sex. It is some, like, weird, twisted Marty McFly, Doc Brown thing about, Marty, I've invented a new machine. We could see into our neighbors' houses to see whether or not they're having gay sex, Marty.
I've been doing it right.
Take it easy, Doc Brown.
No, Marty! This gay marriage, we're going to go back in time to stop gay people from ever being born. We're going to go in front of abortion clinics and find out which babies are going to be gay. Look, there's the Miller family. They're about to have a daughter who's going to play softball and later on be on a radio show that promotes gay marriage. We got to stop this birth, Marty. We got to stop it.
Wow.
You see where I'm
wow.
going with
this? This is not decaf coffee with Carlos.
No,
this is not.
I was thinking
cap.
About this
Triple
while walking
latte.
The dogs today. People that are pro-life should be... Are you pro-straight life or pro-gay life? Well, I haven't thought about that. What do you mean? They could be gay? Yes, they could be gay if you let them be born. Well, I don't know! Why are you confusing me?
Is it like fishes?
Support the gay baby! Oh, wait,
no,
baby. I'm against that. I
if
think,
you're going
no,
into
not.
A Planned Parenthood...
Can we throw the gay ones
you don't
back
be
like
egged, if you're going into Planned Parenthood and you want to do whatever procedure, just go in with like a flannel shirt for your wife and you're just like, we're going to have this baby. We're so excited. Oh, my gosh. He's going to be he's going to watch Glee. And he's just going to watch Smash.
You see how fast abortion becomes legal. Right?
Legalize it.
All right. Woo. Yeah, it's a
good... Make it mandatory!
Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk to David Bender, among others, today. But, you know, and Richard Lugar, of course, got teabagged. I mean, I don't know what this means for 2012, but you go, wow, are we getting... I mean, Orrin Hatch has a 99% conservative rating, and he's getting teabagged. He's probably going to get primaried
Not
out
far right
in Utah.
That Murdoch guy is a little frightening. He looks like a young L. Lewis, Grandpa Munster. He's got them eyebrows.
Hyman. I got support from the Tea Party, Herman.
Lily.
Wow.
Lily.
Okay. So we'll talk about all that. I was surprised too. How Chris? Were you surprised how much it won by the North Carolina?
No.
I thought it was going to be closer.
No.
61-39.
Wasn't surprised.
Yeah, it's extra legal with another layer of legal on top of it now.
With legal berries.
So everybody's safe in North Carolina this morning.
Yes.
Woo! From the gays.
They've stopped evolution for another year. We're going to stop evolution from happening. We can't let it happen.
All right. Well, I'm going to the middle of the country. I'm going to Minneapolis.
There you
go.
Minnesota.
Right. I'm going to Minnesota.
Being downtown there at one of the theaters.
I hear there's some Althesians up near Brainerd.
Look what I got. And you know what? Everybody likes to bring a dish to pass when we do Sexy Liberal in Minneapolis. Kate and Audra made their own promo.
That's right.
Steph, Kate, let's see. My lovely talented girlfriend asked me to send you the attached promo. Aw, they made their own. Okay.
Hello. Oh, hiya, Sandy. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for the Sexy Liberal show. I even shaved my legs this month. Yeah, because, you know, I got the VIP meet and grope tickets. Yeah, you betcha I did. Oh, did you hear that Stephanie is single now?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, jeez, I don't think she'd be interested, Sandy. I hear she likes some real young, like Lindsay Lohan young and pretty. Okay, then. I'll meet you at the bar around noon on Saturday. We gotta get that sexy on early. Woot, woot. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is this Saturday, May 12th at the State Theater in Minneapolis. Let's party with John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Stephanie Miller.
That.
Yeah, all the lutefisk you can eat.
I was just there. It's just there in Minnesota.
I bet you there's a bunch of Marge Gunderson type conversations. Oh, yeah. Going, oh, yeah. This Saturday, State Theater. Okay.
There's a good place. Kind of funny looking.
Is there a buffet in the funny downtown house. Area? Is it reasonable?
I don't know.
I bet you there's a lot of reasonable buffets near where Sexy Liberal is.
You're going to meet an Asian guy that goes, oh, geez, Stephanie, you're such a super lady.
All right. 17 minutes after the hour. Kids, bigcommerce.com, do it, get it. If you're not selling whatever it is you sell online, you're missing out. For instance, someone sent me this baseball cap. They didn't tell me who it is.
What does it say?
It says all of my children have paws.
Aww.
Which is true.
Which gives one pause.
Yes. But I don't know who sent it, so I can't plug it. But here's what you do. You go to e-commerce. It sets you up. It gets your business online successfully. It helps you build your business online and make it successful in driving sales for your company. You get everything you need. You get web design. They create payment options for customers. They guide your marketing efforts, and they analyze results and more.
It sounds like it couldn't be easier.
Oh, well, it couldn't, Chris. Thank you for asking. I highly recommend Big, and then you don't have to do cheesy infomercials, do you, Chris?
No, you do not, Stephanie.
No, sir.
Just comes up and right in conversation.
Mm-hmm. I highly recommend Big Commerce to anybody looking to generate or increase sales online. Do it. I have a great limited time offer. When you sign up for any paid plan, you get $500 worth of Google advertising to help drive traffic to your site for free. A free $1 consultation with an e-commerce expert plus an exclusive sales performance guarantee. I want you to get started with Big Commerce today. Go to BigCommerce.com. Click on the radio icon at the top of the homepage. Type in my name, Stephanie. BigCommerce.com and type in Stephanie. Okay. 18 minutes after the hour, off to a rollicking start on Coffee with Carlos. Al's Rocky on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is a happening spot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. That was almost like a vampire movie. Don't look into the light. We have shades down for TV lighting.
Yes.
Don't.
We have no marine layer this morning, so it's very bright out there.
There's no marine layer. Yeah, it's like let the right one in. Yeah. The scene in the movie, and she's in the hospital. Oh, yeah. They open the blinds.
Yeah, it's already not over 40 lighting in here, so let's...
Ironically, it's Coffee with Carlos, and there's no coffee. I had to go make some. I'm drinking water now.
I have my own coffee. My body brews it.
With the war on women, shouldn't I be doing that? Shouldn't I be getting over there on my nice pins and making you some coffee myself?
You know how I like it.
Hey, Jiggles, grab a pen and back that gorgeous butt in here.
You get away.
Don't act like you don't like it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ward. It won't happen again. I'll make sure this coffee ready tomorrow.
Hey, ever since that bitch had it coming act passed, you're going to watch it.
You better chop with the coffee.
Go make me a sandwich, you whore amendment. That,
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Dana in Maryland on Amendment 1. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Twice in 1 week. I'm so excited.
Hey, my God.
I just wanted to say I read your bit about, you know, don't blame all of North Carolina. I have friends there, and I agree.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if you had seen about this pastor, Sean Harris. you know, beat the gay out of your children.
The beat your gay out, out of your kid, the preacher.
So, I mean, I think that's part of the problem, that people like him have a full church and really just a sad day for us.
Amen.
I mean, yeah, Dana, that's what I think was horrifying to a lot of us listening to that. Like I was saying, it's not just what he was saying, but people were saying amen. I mean, that was blatant.
And,
It was blatant promoting child abuse.
It's absolutely despicable. And I feel like we've taken a giant leap towards ignorance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today,
well,
and that's how I feel. And I have one more thing.
Yes.
Why don't you come to Washington, D.C.?
Oh, well, we'll see if there's any sexy liberal elves working on that.
We just moved from Minneapolis like 5 months ago back to the East Coast.
Well,
and
just
now you're going there.
Move back for Saturday.
Sorry to miss you. So,
thank you, honey.
Come to the Capitol.
All right, we're working on it.
There was one gay member at that church when they were saying beat the kids. They were all beat him, and he was like, slap him! Slap him and just scratch him! Scratch him and
scratch his eyes out.
Scratch him and ugh.
Yeah, rear. Smack that gay bitch up.
Smack it out.
And that one happened to be in the choir.
And and hit your pillow with a tennis racket. Mother,
no.
Get on him.
Why did you do this to me?
That was inadvertently hilarious. That
Pastor Gene Wilder, you beat your children, kill that boy.
Stop it.
If he starts to reach for the Bobby instead of the Ken, kill him.
You could, you know, you could hook up electrodes to the Barbie if you needed to, right?
Give me an abnormal gay. Take his life.
All right. John in Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, John.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
My son and I watch your show every morning.
Thank you.
I'm a gay Buddhist school teacher in crazy Christian Redneckistan, Arizona.
All right.
And, okay, Romney reminds you of, like, one of those bosses that takes all the credit for your good ideas.
Right.
He disagrees with them until finally he goes to the board meeting and they say it was a good idea. And he goes, oh, that was my idea.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Will you say hi to my son, Jeshua?
Oh, hi, Joshua?
Jeshua.
Oh, Jeshua. Hi, Jeshua.
And you need a baseball cap that says forward.
Okay. Well, I'll get right on that.
We'll have the president send us one.
Oh, my God. By the way, Jim Village Voice article on Mitt Romney, it's horrifying. I hope that they really spotlight what he did at Bain Capital, because it was absolutely the opposite of creating jobs.
Of course.
They were saying that every meeting before they went, you know, to take over a company, it was about how many jobs are going to cut. It was not about creating jobs at all. It was about, I mean, if really you read it and you go, shouldn't this be illegal? Sort of looting companies and taking money out and leaving them with debt.
Cutting and creating have some of the same letters in it.
He's kind of the exponential version.
With my hands.
He's the exponential version of George Clooney and Up in the Air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've come to give you some news. Well, we're creating jobs, but it's elsewhere. See you later.
Yes, not yours. All right. Billy. Oh, it's Billy in Texas. Hi, Billy in Texas. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Watch your language this time, Billy.
Yeah, Bill.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Listen, say again?
Pardon me? Go ahead, Billy.
I have been listening this morning about this proposition, I guess, that was passed in North Carolina.
Yes.
With regards to the gay marriage thing.
And
I've been kind of, you know, following the history of this a little bit, trying to figure out just what the gays' problem is.
I want to give you a regular feature now.
Billy from Texas, what the gays' problem is.
What is the gays' problem?
Going back to the day when they were just like, hey, stay out of our bedrooms.
Right.
And then it got to the point where they were yelling out, hey, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. And now they want to get married. And I maintained all along that the gays just want to.
Yeah, they want to get married just like you can. Isn't that something?
That's horrifying.
Well, that's not the point.
It's kind of the point.
it's kind of the point if you're one of the Americans without that right.
Well, see, but they're the same sex. The whole point of getting married.
Well, you know, Billy, we'll have to explore this after the break. But that had not occurred to me. Did you know that, Carlos, that the same sex?
Really?
I didn't know my neighbors that were gay were the same sex and that it affects my life so deeply.
All right.
Tell me more, Billy.
Yes, we will, after the break. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Armed with nothing more than a great set of incisors, Mother Beaver gets to lumberjacking. Those teeth of hers never stop growing. If she didn't wear them down every day, they'd soon outgrow her head.
What?
I know we're on TV during the break, right? But
all
I'm
right.
saying what I mean.
Enough about life on the road. 34 minutes after the hour. What? 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Speaking of the road, we did just come from, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yay!
Gave money to the recall efforts against Walker, and let's see.
These boots are made for Walker.
Right. Democratic Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett defeated three other Democrats and is set to face Scott Walker in next month's recall. And Graham Zielinski, Communications Director for the Wisconsin Democratic Party, joins us now. Hey, Graham.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So what's your first take on this? Was this the candidate you think is strongest that you were hoping for? Tell us what's happening in Wisconsin.
We had four great candidates, and Kathleen Falk, the Dane County executive, did so much to start the recall movement. She was one of the first to go to court to stop the illegal actions of the Walker administration. And Mayor Barrett's also very strong. You're going to see all four candidates that ran at a unity event today. Unlike the Republican primary, where they couldn't heap enough acid on each other, our primary was very unified. Everybody knows the stakes. Everybody knows that to combat this mountain of corporate cash that's going to flood in here to try to buy our state again, we're going to have to be unified. And all the candidates understand that. All would have been great nominees, and we have a very great nominee in my mayor, Tom Barrett, who proud to have voted for as mayor here in Milwaukee and has done a great job as mayor and will do a great job as governor.
And Graham, you know, it's interesting you bring up a lot of the money there. Those tentacles are everywhere. I was reading a story, the group is swift voting the president, and they literally are stupid enough to say, yeah, we're swift voting him. It's like, that's not the part you say, but these are Koch brothers. It's Koch brothers' money. I forget the name of the ad, right?
This coward, that coward who ran those swift boat ads is one of Scott Walker's main donors. He wrote, I think, $500,000 or $1 million in checks to Scott Walker. So these same creepy, crawly swamp creatures from around the country who are giving money to these other groups are right here with trying to put their fist up Wisconsin again. So.
Well, and by the way, Graham, interesting that Scott Walker always seems to have to go somewhere else to get money. It doesn't seem like the people of Wisconsin are hugely supportive.
He had a little victory party last night. I was surprised he didn't do that in Texas. I was really grateful to have him in our state for a little bit. We get so little look at him nowadays. He's on this kind of Fox News rock star tour where he goes around kind of sneering at folks in New York and Texas and California. The amount of money, Wisconsin's a little itty-bitty state, as you know. You've been there, a nice, beautiful state.
Yeah.
This money is crazy money. This money is going to represent something like three elections combined. And because we have $1 and they have $20, the media says, like, oh, it's even Steven, because, you know, there's labor unions that represent some thousands and thousands of members here are coming in to try to help their members beat back this attack. But we're not going to have anywhere near the amount of money. The good thing is, at the end of the day, even though Scott Walker can't make it, so money doesn't vote, and we have an incredible ground game here in our organization.
35,000 people.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I've never felt such, just energy and excitement as I did when the couple times I've been in Madison as this whole thing's been going on. I mean, it really is ground zero for the 99% movement, and you have... You know, you have people like Mitt Romney when he says, I saved the auto industry. You know, people aren't stupid. I think you had the head of the UAW yesterday going, what? No, you didn't.
Yeah. What sauce is good for the goose is also good for the, I don't know. I just wanted to work that sauce line in. But,
In
Wisconsin, it's not just Madison. That's one thing you have to remember. Scott Walker wants to make it all about the bongo capoeira people in Madison. And God bless them. I went to school in Madison. I'm from Milwaukee. This is from all parts of the state. This is the protests, the action, the organization is in little places like Spooner, Wisconsin, Superior, Wisconsin. When this first started, the actual first rally was in a little town called Horicon, which is 100 miles from anywhere. It's in very deep red country, and it was folks, working folks, it was tradesmen and women who came out on a cold Sunday after the Packers won the Super Bowl. So you got to remember, Scott Walker wants to limit it. He wants to make it about the big labor unions. He wants to make it about about Madison, and that's fine and good. That they're an important part of our coalition, but this movement extends to every single corner of the state. You can drive the length of the state, and you'll see little farmhouses with recall walker signs. You'll
wow.
see places all over our state because he's just offended our values. He's done it in a way that offends like kind of good Midwestern decency.
I hear you get free ice cream though on recall day. Did I hear that? That he's
well,
having like a
free cheese
a worker cheese appreciation day or something?
We call it custard here.
Yeah. Yes,
custard.
Yeah,
and unlike
I'm going to take your benefits organic. And give you ice cream instead. How's that?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, they've given just the shaft to public employees here. But what's coming next is right to work for less. Hear it, Scott Walker himself introduced right to work for less legislation in '93, and the same kind of BS rhetoric where we don't know if we're going to do this, and where Scott Walker's not denying it. The private sector unions are also under attack, and you have to remember that in 2010, about 35% of private sector or of all union households voted for Scott Walker, and I don't think they're going to be fooled again come June 5th.
Well, and Graham, as we've said over and over again, I mean, I think most economists that I've heard have said more like 7% if we didn't have these egregious cutbacks of public workers, because, you know, obviously the private sector has been doing great. You know, it's these Republican governors like Walker that are cutting all the teachers and firefighters and policemen, correct?
Well, kind of. Wisconsin is the Republican fantasy world of budget cuts, corporate tax cuts, of giveaways to special interests. They did everything that they wanted, that they want to do at a national scale with the Romney-Ryan budget. They did here in Wisconsin. Guess what Wisconsin was last year? It led the nation in job loss. We led the nation in job loss. We're near tops of the nation in diminished property values. Everything was diminished. Higher class sizes, fewer correctional officers. Now we have a whooping cough outbreak that may be directly tied to public health, cuts in public health here in Wisconsin. So this kind of right-wing fantasy world that they wanted, they did here in Wisconsin, and it just doesn't work. You see, it doesn't work.
There's a bumper sticker. Thanks for the whooping cough, Governor Walker.
Wisconsin has never led the nation in job loss before. We've been pretty recession-proof. We've had a very strong manufacturing sector. Scott Walker somehow manages to lose jobs. I mean, I would think that he would by accident create a job one of these months. But states like Illinois and Minnesota keep adding jobs. And one thing he does a lot of slogans and bumper stickers. He keeps bad-mouthing Illinois, even though Illinois is adding jobs. And even though his criminal defense lawyer is from Chicago, so that's one job he did create was for a criminal defense lawyer from Chicago to come up here.
Quickly before you go, I mean, what's your sense? I know you're focused just on Wisconsin, but, you know, when you see people like Richard Lugar getting teabagged, I mean, what do you think is going to happen in 2012? I mean, politically, are we, because you thought, oh, that's what happened in 2010. Are we still moving in that direction? Certainly the Republican Party has gone farther and farther to the right.
Well, I think when people vote their economic interest and when the question comes down to the economic security of the middle class, of whether they want to throw grandmas into the streets, whether they think they're going to be protected in their own retirement, whether they think their health care costs are going to put them in the poorhouse, I think that conversation is happening right here in Wisconsin, and you see people rejecting it. It's not going to be easy because we're going to be badly outspent. The amount of money, you can't turn on the TV, you can't watch your cooking shows or your ball games without having to see Scott Walker on it, and that's going to be the model for the rest of the country. They're going to spend so much money to pervert the agenda and sell it to the American people. They've tried to do it in Wisconsin, and we'll see. We really think we're writing the blueprint on how to fight back to money. We're going to be outspent maybe 20-1, but money doesn't vote. People vote at the end of the day.
Well, to me, the more you see that doofy cross-eyed face of his, the better.
Oh, yeah. Like walk.
All right.
You may see it. You may see it in a police lineup.
There you go.
There he goes. Graham Zielinski of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Thank you, Graham.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
People vote, but other people count the votes. That's also a problem.
And what
machines
votes?
Count the votes.
Machines. These machines are 100% accurate. Why question the results?
You heard him. Throwing grandmothers out into the street, Carlos. Grandmothers making their poodles, arthritic poodles, dance for their food.
I want to see
street.
The Packer game. Get outside, Grandma. Oh, my spine.
I hopefully he can get one of the Barrett can get one of the guys like Clay Matthews and Aaron Rodgers to endorse him. get some Packers behind you,
get
Tom
some Packers. Packers. Get some of them socialist
see,
Packers.
The thing I don't get about Citizens United and all these billionaires is we're going to spend billions of dollars on electing a candidate who will not take taxes on our billions of dollars.
Yes.
That makes sense.
It does make
Doesn't
sense.
It?
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you say that billions of dollars and vote sensibly?
Mary in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mayor.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, good.
I am really hoping that you don't yet have an official box wine drinking, bangs wearing, middle name Louise, childless, middle-aged loser raised by Republicans, straight girl of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, well, wow. You're it. Hello.
Yay.
I was vying for that.
What's that?
I've always wanted to be official something.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, my husband is from Minnesota, and tomorrow we are leaving from Detroit to drive to Minneapolis to celebrate his birthday on Sunday. And I convinced him to come with me to your show on Saturday night. Yeah, mostly by showing him that picture of Aisha.
Yes, yes, that works.
That did it. So I'm a little bit concerned. I'm a huge fan of your show. But
by the way, I am outraged that whoever keeps putting nearly naked pictures of Aisha Tyler on sexyliberal.com and sexyliberal on Facebook that exploits her in this way that then makes sellout shows everywhere we go. I'm horrified.
It's really terrible. Yeah, he looked at it and he goes, oh, my God, she's almost naked. So, yeah. But
she's
anyway.
an intelligent Kardashian.
Mary, I have launched an internal investigation here at the Stephanie Miller Show. I am horrified by it.
If he looked closer at the Internet, he could find pictures that are more than nearly naked.
Hello.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he is my husband. Come on, you know. But anyway, I'm a huge fan, but he has not listened to your show even once.
Oh, dear.
He's a former Republican, and he doesn't like fart jokes. I mean, really, this is kind of like me, you know, buying a present that's really for me, and then saying it's for him.
Yeah, it's like when guys buy you a negligee.
And you're
like,
a
bowling ball.
You're like, I live in Minneapolis in the winter. I don't want a negligee.
Right, exactly. Give me the flannels.
Yeah. That's all right. Listen, we've had lots of right-wing spouses dragged along that have enjoyed the show immensely. So you just tell him to grin and bear it.
And surprisingly, at Sexy Liberal, the fart jokes are kept to a minimum.
I don't have my box with me. Right. I can't travel with my box.
You don't have to worry about them looking at Aisha Tyler. Just get worried when they look dreamy at Hal Sparks. Hubby!
Uh-oh. I did make sure. I did not do the meet and grope, and I tried to make sure we were far enough back from the stage so there's no exchange of bodily fluids, because I think that's a little too much for him right now. We are in row K, seats 13 and 14.
Oh, I'm writing that down. All right, I'm going to come grope
please.
Him. All right.
Please do. Okay,
thank you. See you there, Mary. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, back with more Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I am a sucker for a shock jock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. What are you boys watching over there? You looking at the porn?
Porn.
It's a hilarious
information
piece on the coal industry, claiming that wind power.
Yeah,
they're going to
blow the planet out of its orbit.
Out of its orbit.
What's your point? What's incorrect about that?
Wind power is dangerous.
Are you going to blind us with science again, Jim?
All right. Good heavens, Miss Yakima.
51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Carlos Al's rocking comedian extraordinaire in studio with us three hours. Yes, I'll do that. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Vicki in North Carolina. Hey, Vicki, welcome.
Hey, Stephanie. As a resident of North Carolina, I wish I could say good morning, but I'm still sick to my stomach. You know, I mean, so many of us worked so hard against this amendment. I'm just worried about what's next for us. Yeah. Are we going to have to start donning pink tattoos?
Vicki, I have a question for you. Where did this come from, being that gay marriage is already illegal in North Carolina? What was supposed to be the point of this?
Your guess is as good as mine. It's just pure hatred, as far as I could see.
Yeah.
I have no other explanation for it.
Yeah.
You know,
it,
It's a Bible Belt. What can I say?
Yeah, interesting. All right. Yeah, I was surprised about Billy Graham. Were you, Vicki?
I was. I think it's bordering. He's bordering a puppet at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Franklin Graham is pulling all the strings there.
Mm-hmm. That guy.
Yeah, yeah. Billy Graham really hasn't spoken for himself in a couple of years now.
Yeah.
It's all Franklin.
It's
Graham.
A ban on a ban. It's like killing an ant with an iron. Now let the steam go.
Now it's really dead.
Now it's
okay.
Dead, dead.
All right.
Still not dead enough.
No. Nope. Bury it and freeze it.
Deader.
Chop it up. Get a chainsaw. Still not dead enough. Kill it.
Oh, dude.
Matthew in Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Mama.
Hi.
It's me from the Cesspool of Sin.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
Doing the backstroke in that Cesspool of Sin in Asheville, North Carolina.
That's right. I mean, I figured you needed to hear from some of us redneck hillbillies on this issue.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I've told you before, I'm straight, but I don't hate. I mean, that's the motto that we should have adopted here. And the sad thing is that I'm sure that a lot of Democrats voted for the amendment as well, which, you know, just purely out of ignorance. And,
Matt, can you answer that question I just asked Vicki? What was the proponents of this? What was the point of it? I don't understand. I mean, gay marriage is already illegal. This obviously is taking away now protections from unmarried straight couples, taking away protection for victims of domestic violence. I'm not even sure what were they saying you needed this for?
Well, the main point is that it was a Republican primary year, and they figured, hey, well, the Republicans are the only ones that have a real reason to come out. Let's throw this on the ballot. Of course, you know, by the time it came voting time, Romney already had it locked up. But, you know, that's the only thing.
Well,
that's
a pretty simple a little bouillabaisse, isn't it? Just taxes for the, no taxes for the rich, and then a little gratuitous gay bashing.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I guess the same play every time, right?
That's the way I can figure it out. All I can say is I'm straight, but I don't hate, and I don't understand why anyone else would. It's not affecting me.
Yeah.
And that's all I can really say about it.
And you speak for all straight men that live in aviaries,
yes.
Right?
That ban on a ban is like that sign. Don't even think about parking here if you're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it moving.
You clearly don't hate enough.
It's called Charlotte, North Carolina, not Harlot, North Carolina.
I think the reason I was surprised, this is the play they ran in 2004, but we've come a long way on gay rights and on marriage equality, even in the polling nationally since then. I mean, you remember, this is the play they ran, in 2004 against John Kerry. Remember all the flyers in the South, Jim, with the two grooms on a wedding cake and...
Whatever.
Can't stop evolution. It's going
to
happen.
I'm just wondering if this is going to affect Bank of America's decision to maintain its corporate headquarters in Charlotte.
Interesting.
Yeah.
A Democratic pollster said it's clearly giving the White House and those in the campaign pause. I don't think it's just North Carolina that's causing them concern. Every time this has come to a vote, with the exception of one case, it's not turned out especially well for the pro-marriage equality side. That's all going into their thinking. The problems for Obama, National Journal reporting, manifest across nearly his entire electoral map this year. The Human Rights Campaign did an array of battleground states, including Colorado, Florida, Nevada, Ohio, Virginia, Wisconsin. If Obama were to embrace same-sex marriage, he'd be on the wrong side of majorities in all of those states. He would also risk creating the perception he's trampling over the decisions of state residents to consider what's best for themselves. I mean, I'm surprised about it, Carlos, but I think it is still a volatile issue.
It's a nice wedge issue for an election year when the issues are supposed to be about jobs. It's a good political play.
In Iowa, for instance, another swing state that Obama's counting on, voters, as you know, ousted three justices who had ruled the gay marriage ban unconstitutional. And interesting, they broke it down further. Beyond swing state sensitivities, Obama is negotiating cross currents within his party, social liberals, young people, of course, pushing to support gay marriage. But African American voters are divided on the issue. We talked about the suburban vote, same thing. Mm-hmm. North Carolina results underscore the price he and other Democrats could pay for their success so far on the road toward gay marriage. I was just saying that we've made so much progress on gay rights. To me, the biggest tragedy would be President Mitt Romney, because then you've got he literally has signed this what's it called, Chris? Nom.
Yeah, nom 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 nom.
The pledge to do a federal amendment to ban gay marriage.
Which is what the states really don't want. They
right.
don't want to
which
make
again
it
is
federal.
Trampling on
right.
states' rights. Right. So it's like, which way, you know, which way do you want it?
You can trample on states' rights as long as they go our way.
There you go.
Jesus wants you to be who we want you to be.
There you go. Lynn in North Carolina. Hi, Lynn.
Hey there.
Hey.
Well, I was there voting yesterday, and
you know, I'm disappointed. What can I say? I'm not surprised, but I'm disappointed. I've been here 11 years. I've lived in New York City. I've lived in Baltimore. I've lived in Atlanta. This is my first experience moving out of a big city, and I'm living here in Hanging Dog in the Smoky Mountains of Western North Carolina, and it was a culture shock. Yeah. I mean, it really was, but on the other hand, in the 11 years I've been here, I've noticed that there are more and more people that are moving here. Things are getting better. For instance, yesterday, hey, we also voted on whether we can have beer and wine outside the city of Murphy. That's big for us.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. They're letting you have moonshine now?
Yeah, we can have beer and wine even outside the city limits of Murphy if it passes.
All right. Well, you know. Progress.
Hey, y'all, we can get the blood of Christ outside the city now.
We can
be saved.
58 minutes after the hour, back with more Carlos Calzerocchi live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Not Susie the Banshees.
Katrina
and the Waves.
Not a good name anymore, Katrina.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Talk amongst yourselves. It's fine. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Check it out. Tickets almost gone for Minneapolis on Saturday with John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and I. Get it. Go. Boston going fast with Aisha and John and I in June. And on and on. Get it. Speaking of fabulous comedians, someone has sent us Carlos Calzerocchi starring in a Value Home Center commercial.
Yeah, from Western New York.
Swear to God, it's me.
Oh, wow.
Hey, thanks, Value Guy, for lowering prices.
No problem, Timmy, because Value is always the low price leader. For selection, service, and savings, it's Value. Come on, everybody!
Value has everything you need.
Oh, wow.
No problem, Timmy, because Value is always the right name for shopping.
Carlos,
really
first said,
like
that wasn't me. I wasn't in that. Then you showed it to him. He's like, hey, that's me. Where's
that's
my
me.
Money?
Yeah. My evil somnambulist twin is getting work without me.
That's for a chain of home stores in Western New York.
We believe no, there in is value. A guy that bears my resemblance in 12 southeastern states doing a certain commercial that represents people who drive around in vehicles. But it may or may not be me.
All right. All right. And I'm sure we just made Jackie Schechner in the current newsroom all giggly because that was like getting, a Chippendales dancer. Like a, you know how you hire a stripper, a male stripper to go to the party and say,
power of the mustache.
Here, arrest my friend.
Yeah. Somebody's been naughty. Who's been naughty at this bachelorette party?
Deputy Garcia here. All right.
That's right, ladies. I have a mustache that makes me look like an angry porn actor. I starred in the movie Snow White and the Seven Inches.
And who doesn't like their porn stars angry? Yeah, there's a picture of you, Deputy Garcia, right behind you.
Nightstick.
That's a guy that voted on that amendment in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Carolina,
right?
I tell you what.
You're holding a nightstick in the daytime.
That's
I don't think that's
legal. Give these
legal.
Gay people some stick time, but they probably like that.
All right. Chris, Fran in Phoenix. This one's for you. Steph, I noticed that Chris is wearing a dressier shirt today, or yesterday. He almost had a collar. The only conclusion I have is that he has a job interview and is planning to abandon us. Please, Mama, give him a raise or at least move his van from down by the river to a beachfront property, maybe near the San Diego Jew.
No
raise. Yeah, your shirts are getting nicer. What's happening over there?
Every once in a while I wear a collared shirt.
What?
So sue me.
That's weird.
Yeah. You're not...
All right.
Getting classy on us, are you?
All right. Oh, hell no.
And a love letter from me from Bill. You know, Jim, I find guys are helpers. They're just always helpers. Staff, writing to send you belated congratulations for announcing you're a lesbian and also to express condolences for your recent breakup. It occurs to me this might be the right time to ask if you'd like to go on a romantic date with me.
Ooh.
Sort of a rebound thing. Helpers. Mm-hmm. It's when you're vulnerable. That's when men strike. And by romantic, I don't mean dinner by candlelight. I'm talking about the kind of date where your hair gets messed up.
That's
I won't
classy.
Be including my wife because that just complicates things. However, in deference to your preferences, I'd like if you'd like to invite Katrina Vandenhoeven and Tina Dupuy to join us, that'd be okay with
me.
Awaiting your reply. Oh, Bill. You give and you give and you give.
What? No Rosie O'Donnell invitation?
By the way, did you see all the news stories about how when the president drew 14,000 people in Ohio, apparently that was failure. There's a picture right there. That was this yesterday? 500 people at the Romney event.
500.
Yes.
Wow.
500.
I've got 500 in my sock.
He's going to have, by the way, his first big crowd. It'll be a hostage crowd, like most of his ours, though, at Liberty University. Jerry Falwell's a little
great.
Bit.
Great. Yes. Lynchburg.
Yes, he will be doing the commencement address for the 34,000 people that will be hostage there. Do you think any of them will be God warriors? Because technically, you know, he's...
I'm a God warrior!
Yeah, because he's, you know...
She's not a Christian!
Yikes.
Someone might yell that he's dark-sided? I don't know.
He's dark-sided, too!
Okay.
He's got dark-sided underwear!
All right, the president on the campaign trail, moving forward.
We've got to move forward to an economy where everybody gets a fair shot, everybody's doing their fair share, everybody plays by the same set of rules.
Mitt Romney on the forward thing, he said we're not moving forward, we're moving sideways.
President Clinton made efforts to reform welfare as we know it.
That's not it, no.
Yes. Okay, there we go.
There we go, cut number.
America's going in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
Not forward.
No.
But sideways.
Sideways?
Or worse.
What's worse than sideways, Jim?
Diagonally. America's going diagonally, I know.
He's just awkward.
America's on a hypotenuse. I want to try.
America's on a parabolic arc.
The Pythagorean is here.
Like in the Vomit Comet, where they put you and simulate weightlessness.
Sure, sure.
And it's...
He accused President Obama of leading by discredited and failed policies of the past. Because you see,
like
he's running.
Yes,
he's
actually worked.
Yeah.
489,000 new manufacturing.
He's running on going back to George Bush's policies, only worse. But you see, it's the president that's actually.
Yeah, back to the Clinton policies where we had a surplus and
a cooperative Congress.
He mocked Julia. That's the recent Obama camp. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
It features how the president's policies would affect a fictional woman over the course of her life. Romney said, what does it say about a president's policies? He has to use a cartoon character rather than real people to justify his record. Well, I don't know, Richie Rich.
Idiot.
Let's ask him and see. See, because he's like Richie Rich. He's the cartoon character. Okay. All right. So as you know, he said, I'll take a lot of credit for the fact that the auto industry has come back.
Yes. That's like Pontius Pilate going, I started Christianity.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, we have that. Mm-hmm.
I pushed the idea of a managed bankruptcy, so I'll take a lot of credit for the fact that that this industry's come back.
No.
Except there is that
you're
article
lying,
you wrote.
Sack of crap.
The New York Times.
You're a lying, scheming, stinky, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Obama campaign spokesman Ben LeBolt, whom we know.
That's right.
Said he called those remarks a new low. This is a candidate who literally will say anything. And quite tellingly, he didn't repeat his comments again in Michigan yesterday. Because I think he knows they didn't really pass. Didn't really pass the laugh test.
No.
The president yesterday on
the only way we can accelerate the job creation that takes place on a scale that is needed is bold action from Congress.
By the way, here's what I love about this is the headline. Awkward, Republicans who oppose the auto bailout stumped by Romney now claiming credit for it. They're
yeah.
just like, what? Weren't we?
No, quiet. Quiet, Romney. Quiet.
Look what I did. Or didn't do, rather. Or maybe
look what I might have
did.
Romney said he was responsible for the auto bailout, asked Senator John McCain in disbelief. What? Yeah, because they were all, and nearly all of them have attacked it, as Mitt Romney did. I mean, it's just, I
was there when the Japanese surrendered on that aircraft carrier. That was me.
UAW President Bob King, Mitt Romney would not have saved us, just for those of you that are paying attention. United Auto Workers President came out with a statement slapping Mitt Romney's claim he deserves credit for saving the auto industry. King notes there was no private financing available in the midst of the 2008 and 9 crisis to keep them afloat, meaning that without the billions of dollars of government loans opposed by Romney, the car companies would likely have been liquidated.
Mm-hmm.
You
say that like it's a bad thing.
He wrote, President Obama and Democrats in Congress provided emergency bridge loans for an auto industry that was a casualty of a collapsed credit market when no private investors or companies would provide financing.
Like Mitt Romney.
Yeah, but that was just a flat-out lie. He's like, oh, no, I said if they went through the managed thing first, then they could have... He always opposed government loans of any kind.
That's right.
It's,
that was my twin, Kit Romney. Michael.
Bob King writes, the successful recovery of the American auto industry is a great national success story. Indeed it is. Most Americans are very proud of it. It's an example of how business, labor, and government can work together to find solutions to some of the nation's most difficult problems. Mitt Romney's values of profits over people are wrong for Michigan, wrong for workers, wrong for all Americans who value hard work, shared sacrifice, and shared prosperity. Thank
now,
you.
Now, as I understand, it wasn't a bailout of the auto industry. It was a loan, which has
yes.
been paid back.
With interest.
With interest.
Thank you.
So that's not a bad thing. Yeah, and didn't Iacocca want to do that with Reagan in the 80s? Didn't Lee Iacocca?
So.
He wanted a bailout.
I think so.
And Reagan said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows we need to do more. And in order to do that, we're going to need some more action from Congress.
More action?
No!
Can they say that? Didn't he want to spend $8 billion to train 2 million workers? And they're saying, no, we don't want to spend that money to train workers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they want to cancel Christmas.
Yeah.
Santa Claus needs to train new elves.
No!
No!
Humbug!
Oh, dang it. There goes Christmas. Oink, oink.
I want to be a dentist.
I'm going to have to be a dentist.
I have to call in an airstrike on the North Pole.
I'd like to be a dentist.
A non-union working dentist.
Pam and John in Ohio. Hi, Pam and John.
Hey.
Hi.
That's all he gets to stay.
All right.
Stay, Steph. Hi, my thing is, first part, John and I have decided, if it's okay with y'all, we want to be the official enforcing grandparents of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay.
Now, my comment is this. On this, what they did about not allowing the gay people to get married.
Well, that was already illegal.
Yeah.
They just made it extra legal.
Well, yeah, extra, extra special.
Yeah.
My thing is this. They allow the gays to fight for our country.
Yep.
They let them go there. They let them get killed. Then they turn around. They give them every right except the right to get married and be able to share in their partner and what their, the insurance and all the necessities.
Well, and Pam, it's a slippery slope. What they've just done yesterday in North Carolina is taken away, for instance, hospital visitation rights from straight couples that are unmarried.
Exactly, Steph. And they've done and taken enough away from us old people.
That's right. That's right, grandparent enforcers.
And right here in Ohio, they did the same thing. John and I voted for the gay people to get married. They should have every right just like everybody else. And you can tell I'm not in a joking mood right now.
All right.
And, honey, I'm just sorry. But it really has me upset.
Well, I appreciate it, Pam. You and John you're precious. By the way, Billy in Texas, why didn't you call back? Wasn't he on the verge of explaining to us that gay couples, apparently they're of the same sex, which I didn't realize that.
Well,
he said, but they're the same.
I think he got the impression that you were making fun of him, so maybe why.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, listen, not since Aisha Tyler told me that children apparently come out of your vagina.
What?
Have I had breaking news?
You've never had one come out of yours. So.
No.
Or they can come out of the stomach if it's cesarean. Not always. They don't always come out of the...
Well, I asked her why she hasn't had kids, and because she said didn't know if I was aware of that. I was not.
Well,
apparently
she doesn't want her husband to ring the dinner bell, in other words. Things stretch.
18 minutes after the hour.
Sorry.
Okay, kids, all it takes is losing one irreplaceable file to feel the impact of a computer disaster. For instance, photos of Aisha Tyler that tend to sell tickets to sexy liberal. If I lost that picture of her in the see-through dress, hello?
Oh, you could find it on the internet.
Oh, it's there.
That picture
will never be lost.
I don't want to take that risk. That's why I back up all my files with Carbonite Online Backup. Carbonite backs up all those files automatically and continually. Your files are safely stored and securely off-site if a disaster happens. You can easily recover all of those backed up files. Just think of the peace of mind alone. Carbonite has already restored over 7 billion files that would have been lost forever. So whether you have just one computer at home or you got several at your small business like we do here, Carbonite has a better backup plan for you. Prices start at just $59 a year.
Wow!
For unlimited backup, that's what I said. I have Carbonite because I can't risk losing all of that stuff in my computer. Go to Carbonite.com right now. Do it now. Don't be one of those oh no letters. Go to Carbonite, type in my offer code Stephanie for a free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. Carbonite.com, the offer code is Stephanie.
We're bringing sexy backup.
Yeah.
You know what? If gay marriage is outlawed, only outlaws will have gay marriage.
Thank you. Carlos sells right.
And yes. North Carolina, where you can marry your cousin, just not your gay cousin.
All right. Down. More deep thoughts with Deputy Garcia as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Game.
It's not radio. It's Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Do I have to?
Yes, do it. Do it. Get down.
Do it.
Do it. 24.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Mittens on the campaign trail yesterday.
President Obama chose to apply liberal ideas of the past to a 21st century America.
Oh, my God.
Liberal policies didn't work back then.
Yes, they did.
They haven't worked during these last 4 years.
But yes, they have.
And they will not work in the future.
And that's why we need to go back to George Bush's policies, which worked so well.
Liberal. Mm-hmm. Make it sound dirty and bad.
Clinton left this surplus that we had to get rid of as quickly as possible. Gracious.
And I may add, I'm only doing my Mitt Romney to show you how good Jim's is
there
and how
go.
Bad mine is.
Thank you.
Bill Clinton would have forced me to pay my taxes.
Yeah.
Good heavens. It's not done.
Yeah, he spoke in glowing terms of Clinton, the Clinton era's balanced budgets and rosy economy. Huh. President Clinton, he said the era of big government was over. President Obama brought it back with a vengeance. No.
No. I think spying on people without court order was kind of big government.
And then, by the way, he brought up health care. Do you know how hard Bill Clinton tried to get health care done?
Yeah.
A senior Romney aide told reporters before the speech that invoking Clintonism was devised as a trick to drive a wedge between centrist and liberal Democrats. See, they always say the stuff they're not supposed to say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the secret plan.
I was catapulted in the propaganda. Oops, I wasn't supposed to say that. Oops.
Though Clinton appearing front and center in Obama's campaign, not to mention his wife Hillary being Secretary of State, the results of such a strategy remain to be seen. Yeah, he might want to try something else. Mittens yesterday.
It ends with us becoming much more like Europe, with chronic high unemployment, stagnant wages, and perilous levels of debt.
Yeah, see, no, you risk us becoming more like Europe with the austerity measures and the Paul Ryan budget and the Slavin.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Things were going quite well, for the most part, in Europe before the austerity measures were applied.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mittens again yesterday.
President Clinton made efforts to reform welfare as we know it. But President Obama is trying to tirelessly expand the welfare state.
Oh, please. As Robert Reich said, the last time unemployment was 4%, as Mitt Romney said it should be, he was Labor Secretary, and they did it by having the rich pay their fair share and investing in education and
by
infrastructure.
By taxing people like Mitt Romney.
Thank you.
It's so weird that the right wants to be, can watch Ebenezer Scrooge and Mr. Potter and go, that's who we want to be.
Potterville, that's what we want.
This rabble you're talking about, they should be cut off.
Mr. Potter, you're nothing but a warped, frustrated old man.
What are you but a warped, frustrated young liberal who wants gay marriage and education?
Not in Potterville, my friends.
Not in Potterville.
Brian in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. God, I miss you guys so much. Look, I think this gay marriage, the Amendment 1, is more sadistic than everybody think it is. I've been thinking about this. They're either trying to kick poor people even further down the ladder, or they're trying to, well, let me just explain why I think about the poor. The reason why I say that is because somebody who lives with somebody else,
right,
and they're getting the benefit of the health care, they also can collect from social services. So now they can only collect from social services and can't get the benefits of the marriage. Or they want us all to be under a theocracy. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I got out. The Republicans, they, like you said, they want to drive a wedge between the Democrats. And they run this play every time because their ideas are bankrupt. Rick Santorum actually represented all their ideas. But the reason why the dyed-in-the-wool Republicans didn't vote for him is because they didn't think he could win. And
Why because he's Rick Santorum. Yeah.
You know, his ideas were bankrupt, just like theirs. And you know, they don't want to accept that fact. So they're going to go on a limb with this guy, Romney, who doesn't believe anything that they believe, and they're going to try to win that way.
It's really sadistic. And this whole Amendment 1 thing has got me in a tizzy this morning.
I can feel your tizziness. We appreciate you sharing it.
Making me tizzy, my head is spinning.
Arnold, North Carolina, real quick on Amendment 1. Hey, Arnold.
Hey, Stephanie, what I tell you, that's how we roll down here in North Carolina, dog. That's how I told you before. I said we believe in the sanctity of marriage down here in North Carolina. Well, we believe a man should only marry his first or second or third cousin, or maybe his half sister in case of emergency, darling. Come on now.
Because that's how we roll. All right, Representative, he was doing a little...
We want tar heels, not high heels.
So you heard us. Representative Marcy Kaptur of the great state of Ohio, next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Adult beavers can top 50 pounds, making
Stephanie Miller
North America's largest rodent.
Awesome. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jim Ward just having a hot pocket in the Gatorade.
For breakfast. What?
Sure.
That's the breakfast of straight people in North Carolina.
34 minutes after
we won that amendment thing. Get my Gatorade in my hot pocket. We'll catch the gay people eating this for breakfast, I tell you that.
There ain't no espresso on Bishi Swazi.
Hell no.
That is the straightest straight man meal ever, a Hot Pocket.
Wow.
I only eat Hot Pockets.
And he's eating it with a knife and fork. Just to make it classy.
Just to be more civilized. Yeah. All right.
Oh. William F. Buckley would eat a Hot Pocket. That's what he does up in his mouth.
All right. I'm chewing 32 times.
All right. Kids, Senator Mitch McConnell yesterday.
What happens here these days has a lot more to do with what some political consultant out in Chicago,
Chicago.
Thinks is good for the president's re-election.
It's not even America.
Chicago. It's not part of America.
Florida town of Chicago.
President Obama aimed to put Capitol Hill Republicans in a bind, either give him legislative successes of his stalled agenda or risk his campaigning against a do-nothing Congress in November. He handed lawmakers a 5-point legislative to-do list that includes measures aimed at creating jobs and helping struggling homeowners manage their mortgages. He said we can't wait until November to get things done. Let's check in with Representative Marcy. Captor of the great state of Ohio, to see what the chances are of getting any of that done. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. I suspect you're not thinking there's going to be any obstructionism on the part of the Republicans on any of this to-do list, is there?
Oh, my goodness. It's sad, really. I've always viewed America as a can-do nation. Right now, we are into complete stonewalling in the House of Representatives on the Budget Committee, dealing with the transportation bill, which has now been put on this thin reed, saying, well, come back in another several weeks and we'll vote on it again. We can't clear that bill, which would be the most important jobs creation bill that we could pass in this Congress, so contracts could be led across this country to fix potholes, to deal with programming important projects like the Interbelt and others across northern Ohio. And what's sad is I think there are people who just want to stop progress and hurt the president, and therefore they don't want to clear a bill. And so we're into this limbo where nothing
right.
significant is passing.
Well, Representative, I'm just a layperson, but the list the president gave Congress includes passing legislation that would give companies 20% tax credit for moving overseas operations back onto the U.S. soil, legislation that would make it easier for homeowners to refinance their mortgages, legislation that would give small businesses that hire new workers or increase wages a 10% income tax rate. Those ideas seem fairly non-controversial and good ideas to me.
And they're all jobs related. They all have at their basis an impetus for the economy to move it another step forward. And nothing practical is passing because I think a decision has been made that if you merely throw a wrench into the gear and stop it, that in fact that will cause another party to get elected. So I think partisanship is overruling the national interest.
How about the Veterans Job Corps? That would help post September 11 veterans get jobs as firefighters, police officers, other jobs that serve their communities. I mean, you're right. It doesn't matter how no-brainer these ideas seem. They're just not going to pass anything before November, are they?
It doesn't seem to be that. It's so sad. It's sad to spend time here and to actually witness this. Yesterday, we tried to deal with the student interest, the loan interest rate, which is going to double on July 1st.
Which, by the way, Republicans have never shown any interest in doing until Mitt Romney said, oh, okay, I'm for that. And now they've been scrambling, right, to try and what is exactly happening with that?
Right. Well, right now, nothing. Again, no decision. Again, in limbo, throwing a wrench into the works of the country rather than trying to help this country keep growing its economy and putting people back to work, giving our students confidence that their interest rates are not going to double come July 1st. That'll add at least $1,000 to their bill every year. They can't afford it. And we're not getting action. We're just getting stalled. Stalls here in the Congress. What a waste of God's good time. Rather than trying to help the president get this economy growing even faster and putting more people back to work, the jobs program that you mentioned, doesn't that make sense in places like Cleveland and Lorain and Sandusky and Toledo and Youngstown, where we still have large pools of people, including many veterans who've come home, who aren't working? Why not take care of our communities? Why not do that? And we can offset the cost of that by repatriating capital, by making sure that those who can afford to pay their taxes at the rates that the rest of us do, in fact, do so. We can offset these expenditures and help this economy grow and put people back to work, because when people work, you can actually reduce a deficit because they can pay their fair share in taxes. So the real challenge is employment, and we have to keep pushing at that, but they're making it very difficult. You know, the president doesn't have all the tools in the world. The government is only 20% of the economy. 80% of the economy is private. But for something like a major transportation bill, it's already May. Contracts should have been let for summer, and that bill just sits with no action.
Yep. Representative, it seems like, you know, once again, with Romney now as the obviously presumed nominee, they really kind of are in a little bit of disarray. I know that, you know, Romney keeps hitting the president over jobs, but some of his vice presidential candidates on the short list, they're touting job creation in their own states. So apparently, yeah, they're a little confused because obviously, you know, we've just seen these, you know, the private sector jobs numbers, they're all back. The president has gotten all of the jobs back that were lost under the Bush administration, correct?
Correct. And you know what's interesting? Now we've had 2 years of job growth every single month compared to the prior president, who in his last month lost 700,000 jobs a month, just in 1 month. So here you've got a president that has really picked America up off its knees, repositioned her, and she's walking forward again. And all they keep doing is kicking him in the knees. Rather than helping the country grow jobs, we've got people who just want to hurt, I think because of overt partisanship to a level that I've never seen, are harming the interests of the country for partisan reasons.
I mean, I hate to put it so bluntly, but it seems like the only plan of attack they have so far is just to lie, whether it's Mitt Romney saying he saved the auto industry. His spokesman yesterday said President Obama hasn't created a single new job. Well, just last week, the Wall Street Journal, which is not exactly a liberal paper, reported there are now more private sector jobs than when President Obama took office in 2009. That's 26 consecutive months of private sector jobs growth, right?
Absolutely, and all you have to do is look in Ohio. You stand at any railroad track and watch the steel coils go by. All you have to do is go to any automotive company in northern Ohio that are now hiring off the streets, all the parts companies. You are seeing the revival in true living color right in our region of the country.
Right, so, and this is the problem. Rob Portman, who's on the vice president from Ohio, the senator, obviously, he was quick to point out his state's recent success at creating jobs. John Kasich said we're the number one job creator in America in February. Apparently, Ohio's not in America, governed by President Obama anymore.
Right. I think that, you know, the president's taking it on the chin, and we appreciate him coming to Lorain County a couple weeks ago. He was just in Columbus. So he's been in the Cleveland area. He's been in the Columbus area, but in the Toledo area, he's paying attention to the muscle counties of Ohio, where we have to move the economy forward, and where his actions as president have really helped turn it around.
Yep.
And I was just up at the Port of Cleveland at Great Lakes Towing. We christened another ship the other day, the Handy 3, over 100 people now hired to work there. It was marvelous to see in the marine industry, recovery in the marine industry.
Yep.
So we have to be thankful for this. We have to be, look with your own eyes. Don't only believe what some of these politicians say. Look what is happening across our region.
Absolutely. Representative Marcy Kaptur, always a pleasure. Talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Stephanie, very much. All have a good day.
I believe Mitch McConnell is going to propose building a giant magnet to draw meteors into the earth just to deny the president's second term.
Turtle tunnel.
Yeah. How about that? A lot of turtle tunnels.
Earth will just be one giant turtle tunnel. Works for me.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing. All these vice presidential candidates, apparently they're all from pockets where the president has no control, apparently,
right,
of America, like Ohio and where else? Oh, Transvaginal Bob in Virginia. He said, we've been putting in place policies that help private sector job creators.
Uh-huh.
So I see the president has nothing to do with that.
No.
Virginia also just, right. Nikki Haley, South Carolina, same thing. Even Rick Scott. So
Look
what I did.
Yeah.
The president has, you have no power
against an obstructionist Congress, too. The analogy I've always made is that George Bush was a contractor that came in and really messed up your house. And he said, you know what, we need a new contractor. And a new contractor, Obama, comes in and says, if you want me to fix your house, we're going to have to spend money. No!
What?
Then I can't fix your
it's
house.
It's the old contractor.
You're a bad contractor. I'm calling the old contractor or somebody just like him. All right, good luck with that.
Hey, Billy in Texas is back, everybody, to explain to us that apparently gay people, there's two people of the same sex is why it's
what?
Weird.
Whoa,
that's
you
why
don't
it's
say.
Weird.
What I was trying to get Hi, guys. Uh-huh. What I was trying to get to was the fact that this whole gay rights issue has not ever been about equality. It's about fundamentally diluting a fundamental institution in this country and thereby dismantling it.
How is giving someone the same right that you have
dismantling?
Yes.
They have the same rights now.
No,
you
they
could,
don't.
No, they, do not.
You could, no, they
you could,
don't.
You could achieve the same thing with the civil unions.
No, you
marriage.
Cannot.
Y'all
they have to go through a lot of extra legal hoops. They have to hire lawyers.
Pay a lot of money to hire lawyers to do all that for you.
There are hundreds
of... Not a lot of money.
Yes, it is a lot of money, Billy.
Billy, how is that equal rights? Somebody that is not of the same sexual persuasion you are has to hire a lawyer and write into law all these different provisions that you get automatically.
Well, like I said, what they're trying to do is dilute a fundamental institution.
How
marriage
does it dilute your marriage for other people to have the same rights?
You could have the same rights with living wills and so forth, and it doesn't cost
you can't.
By paying a lawyer a lot of money to draw all of that up for you, Billy.
Billy, I don't want to be I don't want to be rude or flippant, but I would personally invite you to live in my neighborhood in North Hollywood, California, where we have several couples that are legally married gay couples.
What?
Just live here for maybe 2 weeks. You could see that nothing...
The world doesn't fall apart.
Nothing is affected. I'm a straight person. I have a baby. I have a daughter. Nothing has changed.
It's the same argument. That's the same argument.
Nothing's changed.
Made when you said, get out of our bedrooms. And it's the same argument you made when you said, well, you know, unions should be allowed.
Right. Why do you want the government person, why do you want the government in people's bedrooms, whether it's gay people or straight people?
I don't want them in anybody's bedroom.
Really? Well, what do you call like a transvaginal probe law? Is that not somebody really? Government getting really up in your business?
Y'all have called it that.
That's the medical name for it.
That's the procedure.
It's a transvaginal probe.
Well, y'all made that into a case for rape, and that's not true.
It is government-sponsored rape. Yes. How would you like a government-sponsored proctology exam that you didn't ask for? And
every time you wanted to buy condoms.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we try to stay on the issue that we're talking about?
I tried to stay on the issue, and you ignored it. I'm just asking you to live.
Look, I'll come over there and live over there.
And you'll see that
weeks.
Nothing affects you. It doesn't matter if gay people are married.
Yeah,
it has
bearing
you are on your own life.
Right.
Well, I would say that it does affect me.
How?
It does affect me because it does dilute the fundamental.
It doesn't dilute anything.
How does it affect you and your relationships, Billy.
I'm less married by the fact that there are gay people getting
married. How does it affect you and your relationships, Billy?
It affects me by diluting the marriage is an important institution.
No, you.
What does that
mean? Not the institution.
50% divorce rate.
How does it affect you?
Well, what's the next step? It affects me.
But it's somehow it's watering down your drink.
Right.
If I
joke.
You're putting club soda in my marriage.
By diluting the institution. It affects me.
No, the 50% divorce rate is what's making marriage a joke.
See.
Yeah, why don't you outlaw divorce if you're so worried about the sanctity of marriage?
But there's no need for divorce because obviously straight marriage has been diluted. So much
yes,
by the
we're
gamers.
Watering down his marital drink.
I didn't want to make fun of him. I just tried to appeal to somebody's common
because
sense.
Because I'm sitting at
can't.
The bar next to him drinking a gay, foofy drink with an umbrella. I am watering down
what
his...
What happened to my whiskey?
I am diluting...
diluting my single malt scotch.
With your umbrella flew off Singapore your drink and right into my whiskey.
Get by the way, Billy, you are invited.
I can smell the pineapple. It's ruining my drink.
Carlos's neighborhood, not
you
mine.
Live,
not mine.
Yeah, come and live here and you'll see you'll be fine.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
One, two, three, four. Come on, baby, say you love me.
Stephanie Miller.
Five, six, seven.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie
for me,
show.
Little Latino flair.
See, the rhythm still hasn't got me. I don't know.
It will. Don't with Gloria Estefan. The rhythm will
Gloria
get you.
Gloria Estefan.
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Susie in Scottsdale, Arizona. You're on the Stephanie Miller
Steph.
Show.
Hi, Steph. Boy, that last caller doesn't want to be confused with facts, does he?
No.
He doesn't want to be diluted.
Anyway, the reason I called Steph, there were two incidents in my life back in the late 70s. I lived in the San Fernando Valley, and I moved from the West End to the East End to be closer to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing was that where I worked, it was a big property, and back where I had to park in the finance department, there was no lights at night, except for in the building. And all the heterosexual men, they were there in their offices and whatever, but there were three gay guys in that place. They
Is that allowed?
Used to pop in, and they used to walk me to my car to make sure I was escorted. Now, none of those other guys did it.
Huh.
Well, that was my first really good experience because I'd never really, you know, been around people who were openly gay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the second one is I moved into North Hollywood. Yay for North Hollywood.
Yay.
Old neighborhood built in the 30s, mm-hmm. and it had a lot of older people there, and it had some younger couples and whatever. Well, the older people were having trouble getting their trash out front, and they were having trouble mowing their lawns and whatever. Three male gay couples moved in, bought houses. The next thing you know, they're hauling the trash out for these people. They're mowing their lawns. They're trimming the hedges. Two houses even got painted. Now, for anyone that thinks that gay couples living in their neighborhood are going to hurt anything, it's been my experience they uplift wherever they live.
They
are so creative and they are good.
They're ruining America.
That's right. They
beautifying
spit it up.
They're taking jobs away from illegal immigrants.
Everybody's hair
children.
Magically looks better. Their uplighting is
raising
perfect.
Raising my property rates, I will not live in this hell.
This will not stand.
And everyone has neatly trimmed bushes.
But they were doing that out of kindness.
Stephanie Louise
that's
Miller.
That's what she just said. That they trimmed the...
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Hedges.
Did they wax the bushes?
Brett in Montana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Brett.
Hi.
Hi.
Our Montana Constitution says that homosexuality is illegal. And
right.
I'm a CNA, and I could lose my job because I'm gay.
Ugh. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I was just... And I went to on vacation to Montana. I could have been arrested, apparently.
Montana,
I should have spent my money somewhere else, I guess.
Shoot.
And in reality, I mean, the cities, I mean, they're not really that homophobic. I mean, some are, but it's more of the rural places, more of the Christian, you know, Catholic, really deep-seated. I mean, they're just untouched by the culture that gay isn't bad. You know what I mean?
Yep, there you go. All right, Dick Luger got teabagged in that.
Yeah, I did, by Murdoch.
Cannot be pretty for anybody. Richard Lugar yesterday.
I have no regrets about running for re-election. All of us should believe in the nobility of standing before the public and asking for their vote, even if doing so can be a very daunting task.
You know what his sin was? He secured loose nukes with Senator Barack Obama.
That's right. He was seen in a photograph with Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? Were you smiling? He was smiling.
We'll talk to him. Political strategist extraordinaire, David Bender. I've heard that in some quarters, Chris, somebody saying that this could actually be better, that the Democrat could have more of a chance now against this teabagger guy, that Dick Lugar.
Just like the witch.
In Indiana.
Remember the witch? Barbara O'Donnell or whatever her name was?
Christine O'Donnell.
Christine O'Donnell.
Who cares? She's gone.
She's not a witch.
I'm not a witch.
She was not a witch.
Yeah. I bet you Murdoch's
like
a witch.
You.
Murdoch's a witch.
She was just like you.
Yes.
Exactly. Lynn in Brooklyn, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lynn.
How you doing, you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Well.
Okay, I really want to warn Democrats. And, you know, the comedian that's on the show and Ron Reagan, they did something last night. Well, they're doing something to President Obama regarding the gay marriage issue. You guys have to understand that people like Michelle and Barack Obama in the black community, especially the religious part of the black community, they really believe that the definition of marriage is a union between a man and a woman. They don't mind you being, you know, together, doing, having your rights, everything. And they're fair-minded people. So he's really struggling with that, and he's really serious. So they're trying to say that he's just saying that, you know, to get, you know.
Well, Lynn, and I get it. If he stands on principle, I understand. But then if the result is a President Romney, we are screwed on gay rights and on every other issue. Right?
Right. That's the point. So the Democrats are trying to make him seem like he's phony and that he's only doing that, saying that he doesn't agree with gay marriage to be reelected. People don't vote for phony people. Be fair to Obama. He really believes that he's struggling with it. Don't try to say that he's only doing something to get elected, because people don't like that. And
I got it, Lynn. I got your back, Lynn. 58 minutes after the hour, back with David Bender and Carlos Alzraki next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Comedian extraordinaire Carlos Alzraki.
Thank you very much.
Live in studio.
Live!
Joe in North Carolina, smartest boy in class this morning. Steph, we've been talking about why Porquet Amendment 1 in North Carolina. Steph, I think I know why they did it. Yes, North Carolina already has a law banning gay marriage, but the GOP knows the time is coming where gay marriage will be accepted. Putting it into the state constitution creates another hurdle down the road. Now, not only do they have to repeal the original law, you have to amend the state constitution again. They know they can't stop it, so they're doing everything they can to slow it down. Yeah. They know their time is coming to an end, so they're burning the oil fields like Saddam Hussein did at the end of Gulf War I. If you can't win, make a huge mess that will take years to clean up. Thanks! Thanks, North Carolina.
Awesome.
And a completely unrelated story, Michelle Bachmann claims Swiss citizenship.
Oh, yeah, I want those chocolates.
I'm guessing so Marcus can borrow the Swiss mistress. Just saying.
I'm super. Thanks for asking. Considered I
can you get
be
a Swiss mistress in bone white?
I'm feeling I super. Just, I don't think they have them in his style.
Everything is super when you're, don't you think I look cute in this hat?
All right.
With instant marshmallows.
Go Roger Federer.
Okay. Let's to talk about what happened in North Carolina and Dick Lugar and everything politically in Wisconsin yesterday. Let's return, shall we? David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
David Bender.
It means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
David Bender.
Yay, David Bender.
Hello, David Bender.
Hello. I'm calling. I'm changing planes because I've got to rush off and trim hedges in North Hollywood.
Yes.
So I'm going to make this really brief. Here's what happened yesterday. This is not your father's Republican Party.
Mm-mm.
Dick Lugar, who is a statesman, one of the few left in the Republican Party, lost by 20 points.
Yep.
To a guy who had never, a state treasurer, but he lost three times running for Congress in Indiana. And he won by 20 points because this is all about the fact that, you remember, let your mind wander back. We have a little wander music, that time travel music that we go, the Poindexter and Mr. Peabody. There it is.
The Wayback Machine.
It was only 3 years ago that when Barack Obama was running for president, he showed a photograph of him reaching across the aisle to work
yes.
with Dick Lugar
yes.
on nuclear weapons, on trying to make the world
and, it, and in case you hadn't noticed, that hand was black.
That hand was black.
It's actually half white.
That hand across the aisle was a black hand, and that is what the voters of Indiana said, we can't have this.
Maybe they used that like the old Jesse Helms ad, right? You needed that job.
Exactly.
And that black hand took it away
from you. That's why I can't take it. You do remember your father's Republican Party. But the Jesse Helms and these folks, these are the people now, that they are all that is left. If Bob Bennett in Utah, and Orrin Hatch, by the way, who still has a primary, Orrin Hatch has not survived.
No, he's not conservative enough. That's right. We said Orrin Hatch is not conservative enough in 2012.
If you can process that, if you can wrap your mind around that, then you understand how bad the situation is.
What does this portend, though, David, do you think for 2012 between that and what happened in North Carolina?
Well, North Carolina is an outlier. Obviously, what was going on was the kind of demagoguing. You know, it's 33 out of 34 times when gay marriage has been put on the ballot that it's defeated. Didn't matter if Bill Clinton did robocalls and explained that it had nothing to do. How many times can you vote against or can you say something is illegal?
Right.
It was already illegal. But that's never the point. This is about what Karl Rove cynically understood in 2004 is if you put these things on the ballot, they were on 12 ballots in 2004, that tipped the vote in Ohio.
Right.
And you had a caller a minute ago who points out that the president may say that he's evolving on this and he's struggling with it, but count on the fact that if this does depress African-American turnout, even by a couple of points, if he were to come out before the election and do what Joe Biden right. did on Sunday and
so,
say, it doesn't matter to me, then that's a problem for a potential Mitt Romney presidency. Mm-hmm. That's what we're dealing with.
Well, so, David, if you were advising the president, as you have campaigned since Rutherford B. Hayes, what would you tell him on the issue of marriage equality?
Well, I told Rutherford B. Hayes to shave. He didn't listen to me.
No.
on the issue of marriage equality, I said to the president, keep doing what you're doing, talking about civil rights for all. Realize that what happened in North Carolina, the reason the president was supposed to, it took away civil unions. It took away the recognition of some of the things that everybody now, and we're seeing the numbers, 67% of Democrats are in favor of gay marriage. The future is with us. And the future is with progressive thinking people everywhere. That's a generational shift. The question is, will it shift in time for November? And you know what we've seen, Seth, is that the motivation for these folks, when they feel under attack, when they feel their principles of, you know, God and family are under attack, they turn out. That's what happened in 2010. And that's what the president's trying to avoid. He's trying to increase our turnout. And you've been talking about student loans. There is an issue that's going to get our base riled up.
An RNC official said Romney's still deciding on immigration. He hasn't quite figured out what his stance is yet.
God.
Meanwhile, he's already, you know, getting drubbed among Hispanics. And honestly, do you worry about the polls being neck and neck? Because he's just pathetic to me. I mean, he really is.
Here's the thing. It's going to come down to these, you know, 7, 8, 9 states, one of which is Indiana, which the president won by half a point last time. So if we're looking at these numbers, North Carolina was another one of those states. So is Virginia. We're talking about an election that isn't happening in California and New York or Illinois. It's happening in those 8 or 9 states. And they are very close. And they can tip on almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the single most important election, the bellwether, the thing that, you know, you and I have been talking about for months, is going to happen in a month now. It's going to happen June 5th in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What is your take on that, on what's happening there? Obviously, Democratic Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett won yesterday,
the
Democratic primary.
Yeah. He's got the rematch. And I will tell you, as I walk onto this plane and fly off into the night, it's day.
It's day.
Here's what I'll tell you, is that people beat money. It took a million signatures to recall Scott Walker. A million people signed petitions. That was so many more than they needed to get. But there's probably $13 million, much of it Koch money.
20 to 1 they'll be outspent. Yeah.
It, exactly. But you cannot, you can't do it. We saw it with Meg Whitman in California. You can spend all the money in the world, but if the people are not on your side, and the people are not on Scott Walker's side.
Yep.
So I would always say to our friends listening in Madison right now, do not be disheartened. This is the chance to send a message, and this vote is not just about Wisconsin. It's about all of this
country. It's my hope with Mitt Romney, too, that the more we see of him, the less we like him. So good. Air those Scott Walker ads every 20 seconds.
Please, more Mitt.
Yeah.
And let's put Seamus in an ad, too.
Yes. David, before you get on the plane, are you, in fact, a double agent wearing a gay underwear bomb by any chance?
It's entirely possible, but they're sparkly pants, and, you know, they can't check them for religious purposes.
Oh, right. You're Team Edward.
All right.
Love you guys.
I love you too, honey. There you go.
Bye.
The David
and, yeah, how about that double agent, secret
What's
double agent
that all
stuff?
About? That's pretty nifty, right?
Wow.
Seems like double a double win for President Obama. That's all I'm saying.
The name is Bond. James Sparkly Underwear Bond.
Yeah, Representative Adam Schiff of California, our friend on the...
Without going into the specifics, so, you know, we have to assume with what we have seen of Al-Qaeda in the past that they do train others to take up where they leave off because they have seen a succession of their top leadership attack successfully, taken off the battlefield for good.
Yep.
A double underwear agent.
I'm thought to be an expert on this underwear. My ass was once a guest there.
Representative Peter King of New York.
For instance, the killing of the AQAP leader over the weekend, that was tied to this operation. So this is more than just one person, one bomb. This is a larger scale operation.
You can tell when they get the name on. Yeah. What are you wearing? Fruit of the loom.
Fruit of the boom. What? Oh, that's not what I meant. Good I do pie. Not Good have a bomb. Pie. I don't.
Fruit of the boom.
Oh, God, these headlines, and they're just going to keep on coming. RNC official says Romney is still deciding on immigration.
Yeah.
Why? What do you guys think?
I take credit for building the fence, but not all the way.
Oh, flipper, 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 flipper.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Okay.
All right. Let's have a flip-off.
Mitt Romney...
All right.
Mitt Romney found himself in a difficult position on the receiving end of an attack by President Obama's campaign after an RNC official suggested that he was still deciding his position on immigration.
I haven't made up my mind. Yes, I have. No, I haven't.
The advisor later tweeted she had misspoken. Romney has promised, as you know, he was the farthest to the right on immigration
what
issues in the primary.
Tom Wilson, wasn't Tom Wilson like one of his supporters?
Chris Kobach, the anti-immigration guy, was his advisor. Oh, but then they flip-flopped on that too. Remember?
Mm.
He's an advisor, not an advisor, just a guy, a friend, supporter, advisor.
He's just some dude.
Sometimes I etch and sometimes I sketch.
He promised to veto the DREAM Act. He also famously said that people would just self-deport.
Which
was based on a joke.
Yeah, how does that work?
Because he's going to make things so bad here for him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now he has become softening his position as he begins to pivot toward the general
shaking
election.
Shaking that Etch-A-Sketch.
Keep shaking that Etch-A-Sketch, boss.
Now he says he's looking at the Republican version of the DREAM Act, which I think, Jim, you said is to make them into mulch.
Yes.
That's the rule.
Yes.
I'm really poor people.
Soylent Brown is made of people.
Just saying. All right. 18 minutes after the hour. Kids, I've talked to you about GoToMyPC. I couldn't live without it. Could I, Chris?
No, you couldn't.
We use it for an array of magical things here on the Stephanie Miller Show. We use it. Chris prints on my printer from his computer at his house.
And you know what? I have it installed on my iPad.
Right.
So that if I'm too lazy to get my ass up off the couch and go into the computer room,
right,
I can access my computer from my couch via the GoToMyPC app on my iPad.
Right. Like, see, if my dog is laying on me, I won't move. That's the only rule in my house. You cannot
move the dog.
No, you cannot move.
Right.
If Max or Fred are comfortable. So, I now have GoToMyPC on my iPad, mm-hmm, on my iPhone.
Yep.
On my laptop, on my desktop, it's magic. It is magic. Go to My PC by Citrix. It connects you directly to your Mac or PC from any other computer, from your iPad, your iPhone. As I said, you can access your computer from anywhere. You're in an airport. You're in a doctor's office. Your kid's soccer game. Go to My PC. Simple to use. Sets up in minutes, giving you mobility, simplicity, and freedom.
Did you say your iPad?
Yeah. Our kid's soccer game? Who among us has a kid with
soccer? I'm just saying, hypothetically, people with lives.
I was a kid playing
Not
soccer.
Not single, elderly, bitter, childless losers like
really?
Me. Other people
yeah,
with lives.
Soccer already?
I'm teaching her, man. I want to go to Europe for free.
All right. Kids, pay attention. Try Go to My PC today with a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Enter the promo code Stephanie. Download that free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com. Try It Free. The promo code is Stephanie. 19 minutes after the hour, back with more Carlos Alzaraque in the Stephanie Miller studio.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. Oh, Matt shows a hashtag Mitt's idea. It's things that were Mitt's idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. For which he has or will be taking credit from bailing out GM to the invention of staplers, from Eisenhower's invasion of Europe to the internet. Hashtag Mitt's idea. Perfect place to tweet.
Yep. I was the one that introduced the two blank letters to Scrabble, because with those letters you can go any way you want.
My idea. Okay. Kristen in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Kristen.
Hello, Steph.
Hi.
I've got two things. First of all, it's not unconstitutional to be gay in Montana. I'm from Montana originally.
Oh.
They have sodomy laws, but they were ruled unconstitutional in 97, so they're still on the books.
By the actual big Supreme Court, wasn't it?
No. By the state one.
Oh, okay.
And that one was in 2003, so okay. we were six years before. So.
Okay, good.
There are a few things which Montana does correctly. One was that. Second of all, since voters are screwed up in places, I think the thing to do, which is what my fiance and I are doing, are vote with our dollars. I mean, we are using only gay-friendly businesses, only gay-friendly vendors. People should use only officials to do the wedding who would be willing to do a gay wedding or civil union, and even maybe use the wedding planning services online for around that specialize in gay marriages.
Yeah, because listen, I think that's why
it's 30-somethings like me who are getting married, and we are the ones who have no problem with it.
Yeah, I think that's why California went bankrupt, is Melissa Etheridge refused to pay her taxes. I think that's what happened there. She said, if I don't have the same rights, you don't get my scratch, and that's a lot of scratch.
Also, you refuse to pay your taxes.
Yeah, right. Okay, that'll be big. Okay. All right. Let's dive into
Where's
the right-wing
$77?
World. $77? We need that to keep afloat. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's happening. Alex Castellanos on the Situation Room.
Barack Obama has done a lot to solve the immigration problem in this country. He's cratered the economy. Now more people want to leave than want to come. That's the thing we need to do to get the country back on track again.
Then no need for Mitt Romney and his self-deportation.
Program. Created
all
the
right.
economy.
All right. Steve Ducey.
It's almost like the right is rooting for the economy to stay bad.
You think? They're so subtle, really. I hadn't sussed that out. Okay, Steve Ducey, Fox and Friends.
This should not be surprising. I mean, if you've got America's top schools not teaching the Federalist Papers and things like that, Kyle, that would explain why this administration didn't think that Obamacare was unconstitutional, because they don't know so much about the Constitution.
Yeah, because he's only a constitutional law professor. He's not Steve Ducey or anything.
Let me tell you how it's done. See, there's these guys with wigs, and they
got robes.
Obama got a start at the Harvard Law Review. Steve Ducey got his start reporting on water skiing squirrels on local D.C. television.
So, listen, don't bring Twiggy into this. I've interviewed Twiggy on a television show. Don't bring Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel, into this.
Wait, same thing.
Some of us journalists, we started, you know. All right. Neil Cavuto on Fox News.
This socialist wants to go in reverse. Not only does he want to lower the retirement age and rescind a lot of the cuts, and they were not cuts as much as slowing the growth of a lot of state programs. He wants to reverse all that. But what if this is a worldwide push to raise taxes on all rich folks? And it might not be as high as 75%, but it will be high.
Wow. That was an international conspiracy sausage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wowee.
They're trying to make us poor. Mm-hmm. How dare they? Mm-hmm. I claim this economy in the name of Mars.
He sounds like a Muppet. Neil Cavuto sounds like a Muppet.
He does.
What's wrong with him?
All right, Rush Limbaugh on the president.
What are your thoughts on the fact that Obama's Social Security number is from Connecticut and he's never been there?
What?
They don't want to see what those term papers, doctoral theses, and so forth actually were about, nor do they want us to see the grades.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
They don't want us to see the grades.
Yo, idiot, before 1972, they didn't give out Social Security numbers based on state. They just gave them out.
Mm.
But it's from the state of Connecticut.
Yeah, they just, they just give you that for nothing, the Harvard Review thing. They don't, grades, we don't need to see those. Yeah.
Comes in a Cracker Jack box.
Anyone can go to Harvard, sure.
With Cracker Jacks.
Wow, okay, it's your good, oh no, we don't have time for this, do we?
No, we don't have time for
this,
we're
going to have to wait for Dana Loesch.
Oh,
there's
God.
A tease.
Oh, yeah. Really? You're trying to get people to stick around by teasing Dana Loesch?
Because it's long, which is nice when your voice is so soothing. Yes. All right, that, and we still have Celebrity Stack. We have news from the Queen, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So much more to come. And comedian Carlos Alzraqui, we are still in the midst of Coffee with Carlos.
Speaking of the throne...
Yeah. All right, 29 minutes after the hour.
Get the can. So we were trying to.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
This is a journey that many young beavers do not survive.
Really?
Oh, dear.
It's tragic.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Oh, we didn't finish Right Wing World. I'm sorry to do this to you, Carlos. Have some Dana Loesch from The Dana Show.
Maybe it's like restless leg syndrome, but it may be somewhere along those lines, medically speaking, because apparently progressive women have an inability to get up on their two legs and walk with their two legs to the Target or to the Costco or to a non-Planned Parenthood clinic and buy for themselves birth control. That is as cheap. It can be as cheap as $9 a month.
Mm.
I don't understand why everyone else's premium's got to be jacked up so we can pretend that they're getting something for free.
Oh, I see. I can just walk on my two slutty legs to Target myself.
That's right.
Here's your birth control, you whore.
Maybe you can walk on your two legs to a typewriter and write something clever.
Dana Loesch isn't that clever. No.
Smart.
I don't understand why we have to help poor people with unwanted pregnancies by helping them prevent unwanted pregnancies. I don't understand it.
Steve in Chicago.
Why didn't somebody do something about the problems?
Steve in Chicago on Amendment 1. Hi, Steve.
Hey there. I've got three stats for you real fast. The first one, Billy, earmuffs. I don't want them to freak out at the radio. Apparently, North Carolina has a higher divorce rate or higher than the national average.
Oh. See what the gays are doing?
You see what they did?
Damn gays.
And I don't know if this will play into the election at all, but Utah apparently has the highest subscription of pornography sites.
Porn, mm-hmm. Yes.
And also the highest antidepressant usage.
Oh, dear.
Interesting.
Better than
Seattle.
You'd think the porn would be able to ameliorate that. All right. The good news is they got a good TV show out of what happened yesterday in North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
The Handy Bigots Show, starring Handy Bigots, with Slackjaw Crackers, also starring Virginia Fox. Brought to you by General Fools, makers of Lack of Reason brand.
Mike and Raleigh, by the way, is going to move to Vail now.
Yes.
He said it was not easy. It was not hard to quit North Carolina after yesterday.
That's right.
But Mike and Raleigh is going to be Mike and Vail.
He just got a new job in Vail. So congratulations to Mike.
I'm leaving the state of Carolina.
He wish he could quit North Carolina. And
all mama's little birdies are flying the coop. Shano just got a job.
He did.
And Tom Hartman's associate producer.
So,
yay.
So he and Danielle are moving up to D.C. to work with Tom Hartman.
Mama's so proud.
Congratulations, Shano.
All right. Speaking of, and see, now I'm going to have to use homemade promos because now Shane got a real job.
I know. You're going to have to depend on me to put together promos now.
Kate and Audra put together their own promo for the Minneapolis Sexy Liberal Show Saturday. Here we go.
Hello. Oh, hiya, Sandy. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for the Sexy Liberal Show. I even shaved my legs this month. Yeah. Because, you know, I got the VIP meet and grow tickets. Yeah, you betcha I did. Oh, did you hear that Stephanie is single now? Yeah. 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 Oh, she's, I don't think she'd be interested, Sandy. I hear she likes some real young, like Lindsay Lohan young.
Yeah.
And pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, then. I'll meet you at the bar around noon on Saturday. We gotta get that sexy on early. Woot, woot. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is this Saturday, May 12th at the State Theater in Minneapolis. Let's party with John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Stephanie Miller.
Girls.
One of the greatest words in the English language. I'll meet you at the bar.
Meet you at the bar at noon.
So meet you at the bar.
That's in time for the 8 o'clock show.
All right. Let you water down my drinks with that gay drink.
Carlos Alzrocki, where might we see Carlos Alzrocki?
Well, this Friday night in Los Angeles at Nerd Melt on Sunset Boulevard doing Set List. May 16th at Mama Juana's. May 18th, the Ricardo Montalban Theater benefit for Rick Najera. May 23rd at the Groundlings doing the Uncle Joe Show.
Wow.
Oh,
way
fun. Visit CarlosAlzrocki.com or Facebook, or I may even tweet where I'm going to be.
Yes, you haven't tweeted
at Carlos Alzrocki
in a little while.
I'm going to tweet.
Okay.
I bet he's tweeted more than I've tweeted.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Queen Elizabeth, ladies and gentlemen, likes... She's always keen to make sure she can be seen when in the crowd of people and ask those who design her clothes to keep that in mind when making items for her. There's also a secret to why her hat has never blown off in a sharp gust of wind. A number of hat pins.
Get me Cinna from Hunger Games. I want to look nice.
It has been noised about that we are very fastidious about our appearance. It has been noted, for example, that our hat never blows off on a stiff breeze. Which has mostly been Charles's talking. Due to our use of strategically placed hat pins. The same cannot be said for our knickers, which have been known to fly off at the speed of light if the right suitor appears, by which we mean anyone with a todger standing at attention.
Oh, God.
In which case, we, of course, are powerfully amused.
Wow, the queen remains a bit of a skank biscuit.
Yes.
All right, let's go to...
You do
Chris.
Good, queen.
Excuse me. Chris in St. Louis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Chris.
Scaramouche. Yeah, Steph, I'm wondering why in North Carolina and some of the other states they don't pass amendments to, you know, to solve, like, their real problems. Like, the divorce rate seems like that's kind of hurting the institution of in North Carolina.
Yeah, they need to get on that in North Carolina.
And, yeah, things like voter fraud that don't exist. They're all about passing those laws. And then they got these multiple divorcees, like, you know, Rush Limbaugh, who are giving us advice on how to have a good marriage. So it seems like they got everything kind of backwards down there in the South.
Well, Billy in Texas says that your marriage will be diluted if you let the gays in.
Oh, yeah, I guess Billy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to water down.
I'll be listening to him a lot more.
All right, yes, of course.
Billy seems to care a little too much about what goes on with the gays.
What's going on with the gays? Too much.
Just saying.
Okay.
I'm going to investigate what's going on with them.
Jamie in Tennessee. Hi, Jamie.
Doing well, Steph.
Hi.
Thank you. First time I've watched your show and was intrigued by your panel.
Yes.
In 1979 through 1987, I was a white supremacist skinhead.
Ooh.
I liked nobody. As my life changed, I became a born-again Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I lived that life, got married young, and now I have four children. From the ages of 4 to 23, I'm hoping to attend seminary and perhaps even lead a flock of my own at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Gay marriage. Look, God gave us a thing called free will.
Uh-huh.
And also, the gays that want to be married are also taxpayers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They live in America. They pay taxes on everything that we pay taxes on. They get up, they go to work.
That's right.
They take care of their children. they should have the same rights.
Wow. Thank you, Jamie.
I hope your church is successful.
Wow.
This is what we need.
From a former skinhead. All right.
Wow.
We will take it. Okay.
Now right, that's
good
evolution.
For him.
That's wonderful.
Right?
That is a wonderful story.
Now, those are evolving views there. Those evolved considerably.
That took a little while for him to get there.
Sounds like a true Christian.
Clamps clear.
Yo!
Okay.
He made Larry Merchant seem fast, if you guys know boxing. Larry Merchant. I made a Larry Merchant reference. You'll get it. Look it up.
Speaking of taxes, Will Smith is happy to pay higher taxes. He is supporting President Obama's call for higher taxes on the country's top earners. He said, I'm very supportive of that idea. America's been fantastic to me. I have no problem paying whatever I need to keep my country growing. So there's a switch, see? The rich paying their fair share. I'm just saying.
That's because he's black. It's a black thing with the president.
Let's go to, let's see here. Norma in Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Norma.
Hi, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say that as one of the few liberals in the state of Arizona, and I am in the exact geographic center, which is terribly frightening.
Oh, dear.
It's very nice to hear that there are a couple
As Jim always says, it's a dry hate, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It is. I wanted to say that also as a female who, if I was ever to question, you're exactly the person I would go for.
Oh, dear.
But I'm a little older than you, so don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
what I was going to say was that as a woman who's had a double mastectomy and a hysterectomy, I'm pretty sure I couldn't marry my male fiancé in North Carolina now.
Speaking of the government,
you don't have enough
parts in your business. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Speaking of parts and the touching parts,
were we?
Sandusky? A couple of masseurs.
I know where this is going.
Face off.
Those are male masseuses.
Masseurs.
Touch my groundhog.
Excuse me?
Sweat hog.
They're suing John Travolta for allegedly trying to have sex with them. TMZ. I don't know. Travolta's camp denies this.
This is what's being reported.
Yes, TMZ posted documents from the suit. Want to hear about Travolta?
He's
trying
to do something with a rubber hose.
No, just grab it. I want to test your personality. It's a personality tester.
Oh, God.
It's your reactive mind.
Want to hear about Travolta reportedly picking up a masseur in a car filled with condoms? Check.
Wow.
Want to hear about how he began attempting to touch the masseur's genitals during the massage? Check. Want to hear how he apparently told the guy he'd him off in return? Oh, dear. Want to hear a detailed description of his pubic hair? All right, that's where I'm out. I'm out.
Detailed description?
It looks just like Gabe Cotter.
Jim!
Welcome back. Jesus.
Okay. Travolta's camp that I mentioned denies all of this.
Welcome back, pubes.
We have Stephanie Miller Show has no information on John Travolta requesting to touch anybody's rubber hose.
And we have no idea whether his pubes look like Gabe Kaplan.
Or maybe Horshack. Who knows?
All right.
Horshack? Ooh, that's not enough grooming. Okay, Mamie. Mamie in Wyoming, real quick. Hey, Mamie.
Hey, good morning. I just want to let you know I'm a 78-year-old grandmother, and I watch your show, and it gets me all vibed up for the day.
Oh, thank you. Vibing out there in Wyoming. All right. Thank you, Mamie.
Listen, Romney, he's kind of like a big old chill pickle. Every time you bite in him, you never know which way he's going to squirt.
That's exactly what Forrest Gump, man. Romney's like a chill pickle. Every time you bite into him, you don't know which end going to squirt.
Mamie is my favorite new character.
That's
on
great.
The show.
I want Mamie to call in every day.
We want more Mamie.
Awesome. 45 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments of Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm kind of known for having a twisted sense of humor.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Uh-huh. 50 minutes after the hour. Oh, poor Sheryl Crow. She forgot the lyrics on stage, blamed it on being 50.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that's like. I never misspeak. Ask the San Diego Jew. She said, I'm 50. What can I say? My brain has gone to... Girlfriend.
And she was singing Soak Up the Sun, too.
I want to soak up my sun.
La, la, la. Used to date Lance Armstrong.
Okay. Okay. All right. By the way, this hour brought to you by GoToMyPC. Access your Mac or PC from anywhere. GoToMyPC. It's what we use. We love it. We want you to try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For our exclusive offer, GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Enter the promo code Stephanie. It's GoToMyPC.com. Oh, my God. Sweet. All right. Carlos El Rocky, comedian extraordinaire, live.
That's right.
Live.
I don't talk about him.
Oh, my God. Was that Carl from Sling Blade that you used to do on our show?
Wasn't he the mechanic on John Denver's airplane?
Yeah.
All right, Dan, I think you're ready to go. I done put the propeller on there.
Wow. We have Carlos' comedy bits stuck in our head from 15 years ago.
Sling Blade. I call it a propeller.
I think we did do that. That was highly inappropriate.
Yeah, it was highly inappropriate.
Yeah, we did Carl as the mechanic.
Well, remember, we were a nighttime show. We were edgy.
Now we're completely appropriate.
Yeah.
Let's go to, Rex in Ohio. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Carlos. Hey, Rex.
Hi there. I'm the official Ohio physician for the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you. Yes.
You know, Amendment 1, to go beyond the obvious bigotry, it is a testimony to absolute ignorance of human biology. There's more to sexuality than a man and a woman, and not just in terms of...
Don't I know it.
LGBT... What they're calling for is genetic testing, and I tried thinking this through. These guys don't believe in genetics, of course, but if they start testing people, they will find people who have genetic disorders that are neither male nor female or both, or who have developmental disorders and so on and so forth. So I think this begs for a court challenge, but it's just a giant sign saying that these people don't have a clue about human biology.
Yep.
They take some...
Well, I always say that. The homosexuality exists in every species, a homophobia only in ours, you know? Mm-hmm. I've said many times, I don't think bulls stand around going, look at Philippe, what a femme, let's gore him. Just saying. I could be wrong. I've never been a farmer, but I'm just... I don't know. All right. Oh,
they'll tip him, maybe. Yeah.
Jim, you know how the Clear Channel, our San Francisco station, made a business decision to replace me in the morning with Glenn Beck and move my show to
good
nighttime?
Thinking.
And since
how's
January 1st, the rating... Oh, they've gone down. The rating's gone down 90%. Yeah. That was a business decision there. Detroit just moved our show to 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And apparently have received an avalanche of complaints about moving the show. If you'd like to respectfully let them know how you feel about that in Detroit, it's 1310WDTW.com.
Yep.
I'm Marcus Bachman, and I'm going to become a bull whisperer and turn those gay bulls back into straight bulls.
There you go. There's a job. Watch
out, tennis racket.
Watch out, say Sir Milan, you little cute little Mexican.
I look fabulous and red.
I'm coming after you.
I'm going to turn those dogs
straighten you out.
Oh, all right. God. Wow, Sylvester Stallone is doing Rambo 5? No way.
Why?
Come on.
You took my walker. It was my walker. You took my walker.
Help me, Vicky.
He hinted the fifth series will be set in Mexico. He said, I'm dying to do another Rambo. He's in Arizona on the border. It will involve him going into Mexico. I don't think Rambo likes Mexicans.
Uh-uh.
Oh, boy.
Get them drug cartel people.
I am the law.
Yeah.
You're still a lay.
Governor Cryptkeeper will love that film. All right. Charlie Sheen threatens to sue a strip club for naming a room after him. His lawyer sent a cease and desist claiming the Charlie Sheen room could damage his reputation. Just fill in your own.
All right. It's called the Carlos Estevez room, so calm down.
Yeah. There you go.
You don't use that name anymore.
Oh, hey, speaking of glass, Octomom has filed for bankruptcy. Uh-oh. She's ready to do porn now.
Oh, she already did the porn.
Oh, did she do it already?
Yeah,
she had turned down the offer a couple of years ago. Now she's rethought it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine what could fit up there. I'm just saying.
No, eight kids.
Too much attention to her nether regions.
Her area? All right, Buddy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Buddy.
Hey, Mama, Mooks,
yes.
Jackie. Hey. Hey, listen.
Stop perving out over Jackie Schechner, for God's sakes, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay, hey, Mama, in the big picture, this thing in North Carolina, it's ignorant, it's stupid, it's bad. But It won't stop the change. As a straight man, I know it's coming. It's not a question of if there'll be gay marriage, it's when.
Absolutely.
It's the 14th Amendment, it's there. And the second, this action reminds me of in the 50s and 60s, all the southern states, when civil rights laws were coming, they put the stars and bars, part of the Confederate flag, mm-hmm. on this state flag.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thinking that would stop civil rights laws from coming. This is not going to stop it or change it.
They're like the Grinch. They're trying to stop gay Christmas from coming, but they won't be able to do it. All right. Thank you, buddy. All right. Let's go to...
I'll take the Who Beast.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the Grinch's penis grew 3 sizes that day.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Andre in Fort Worth, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Andre.
Hey, what's up, Mama? Love your show. Love your crew.
Yeah, thank
you. I'm a straight guy down here. I support gay rights, gay marriage. You know, people should do their own thing.
Yep.
You know, and there's people like us, you know, we got to deal with the Billies every day down here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You get the one call. We got them every day. Please support Texas Public Schools. Mm-hmm. And Carlos, could you stand up so I can see your special T-shirt?
Oh, the specials, yeah. Very nice, very nice. There you go.
Nice.
All right. Kathy.
Little mini skank.
Kathy in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Kath.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
What are we going to do about these village idiots in office in Congress and the Republican Party? My God. Are they all on crack or just stupid?
Yeah.
I live in Turlock, California, in about the central part, and this is the most anal retentive town I've ever seen. And there's so many Christian people here that don't get it. We got to keep church and state separate.
Yep. Open your sphincters.
I mean,
what? This very anal retentive bunch.
That's exactly what John Travolta said.
Exactly. Jim, Louise, Ward. All right,
you
that's
didn't know
it.
That. You weren't there.
All right, now we got to go just because you said that. Now
John
we can't
Travolta
have nice
denies
things.
It.
I'm being suppressive and glib.
And glib. Yep. That's it for us. I'd like to thank Carlos Alzraki. CarlosAlzraki.com for more Alzrakian type information.
And we have a link to that at StephanieMiller.com in case you can't spell Alzraki.
There you go. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.